I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on, and this woman, she has a boyfriend, and he like works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard, and she had twins by this guy. So this guy, he's not even free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend and getting him to take care of them. Like, that is some epic mating strategy. And
epic
she wins, too,
mating
because
strategy.
She gets, you know, she wins because she gets a stable dude to take care of some, like, alpha dude's kids. Right? In that case, she wins and he wins and the guy loses. Or her boyfriend loses big time.
Yeah, but you know, it's okay that the boyfriend loses because, well, he's just a man. That's what men are for. Men are here to support single mothers. They're here to provide for women. They're here to pay taxes and make sure that under no circumstances whatsoever does any white woman from North America ever experience
resources to
discomfort.
People who should have the fewest children. Well, we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people. And gosh, society is getting worse.
Gosh, society is getting worse. Who knew? We're subsidizing the breeding of the less intelligent people, and society is getting worse.
Number 11,
I'm shocked. Are you shocked? I'm baffled. Are you baffled? I can't figure it out. Can you figure it out?
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
And you have to make it a simple question,
it?
Because it's a question for feminists.
Sure,
okay? So the question has to be simple. If you ask feminists a complicated question, you're not going to get an answer, not because she can't answer the question, but because it's a complicated question, she can't understand the question. She's not even getting to the answer. She doesn't understand the question because it's complicated. You gotta have simple questions for feminists. Because they're feminists. Because they think that big is beautiful. Right? They're not very smart.
He doesn't have a lot of testosterone. Women. Women.
Women! Women!
Trigger warning.
Single moms are tough and independent. No, they're not.
Yeah,
no,
as long as they're getting welfare.
It's a testament, just in general, to how you cannot rely on what girls say.
Oh, really? You can't rely on girls? What? No!
Girls think this is bigoted.
Oh, that's crazy
no,
talk.
This is what it has been. This is the empirical debt, and I'm not going to disrespect myself.
I have never been stood up by a woman. That's never happened to me. Anyone who says women are unreliable, I've never been let down by a woman, ever. That is a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Bitch.
You bitch. Greetings, friends and enemies. It is I, as the great one himself. I am the founder, and man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. And you might say, great one, that's a lot of men. I'm like, yeah, because we got to get some work done. We need men. We can't have any women around right now. We need to accomplish something. There have to be some actual fucking results, some progress. So yes, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, 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 oh, man. Did I just stumble upon a motherload of opinion pieces written by a fucking white woman who shouldn't be having opinions about anything? And I'm looking at this stuff and I'm just going, oh my God, I was debating. Instead of doing E. Jean, did I just sit down and start reading this woman's stuff? Because it is side-splitting hilarious. It is side-fucking-splitting. Like, I almost got a hernia. I was laughing so fucking hard at this shit. My thing I'm going to do, I'm going to wait. I'm going to go through the articles and I'm going to see. Because on one hand, I don't want to read it cold because there might be some boring bits and then we waste time and stuff like that. But just based on what I saw, it's like every sentence is a laugh. So I'm going to hold off on that till I can go through and read it in advance and just see. Maybe I just stumbled on the really good bits. Just, oh my God. Anyway, let me just move on because now I'm like cock teasing you. Because you're going to say, well, great one. What is it? Oh, I'm not going to tell you. I'm saving this. I'm going to save this. I don't want anybody to go see this ahead of time. I need to revive Basket of Inferiors also. And this woman definitely belongs in the Basket of Inferiors. So then I'm thinking maybe I'll do a combo. I'll do a Yes, All Women Are Like That podcast and a Basket of Inferiors about this chick. A two banger. Be the first time she's ever been banged twice in her life. Because she's not that good looking either. Now, I mean, on the Clary scale, you know, because Clary, well, you gotta laugh because of, you know, on the Clary sliding scale, she's probably a fucking 8 or something like that. But on the scale of men who actually have standards. Ah, great one. You're just gonna start picking on Clary, right? Yes, yes, I am. Just gonna start fucking with Clary right off the bat. On the scale of men who have standards, now she's a 4. She's definitely a 4. On a good day. All right. Speaking of good days, let's get on with the E-Gene, because we got some women here, some white women from North America, writing in to E-Gene to get some advice on their problems and all their good days. All right, here we go. Dear E-Gene, I feel, okay, so first two words, we can already see this woman's problem. She feels. Okay, once again, like a broken fucking record, let the great one explain to you girls that what you feel doesn't matter. What you feel is not binding upon other people. What you feel does not create reality. Okay? Now hold on. Let me explain. Let me give you a concrete example. See, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 15 years, who is right, who is always right, who has always been right, who will always be right, who has never been wrong, that very same great one, who invented podcasting along with Michael W. Dean, you're welcome, who invented blogging along with Michael W. Dean, you're welcome, that very same great one feels like the CSU women's volleyball team should be having sex with him. And yet, shockingly enough, the CSU women's volleyball team is not here having sex with me. Do you know why? Because they don't give a fuck how I feel. Because my feels are not binding upon other people. My feels do not create reality. And guess what, sweetheart? Just because you have a fucking vagina doesn't make you special. Your goddamn fucking feelings also are not binding on other people and have nothing to do with reality. Go fuck yourself. Anytime a fucking woman opens her mouth and starts off with, I feel, that's an indicator somebody needs to fucking just backhand her right in the fucking mouth. Dear E-Gene, I feel like I'm entitled. Okay, we're 5 words in. Not only does she feel, but she feels entitled. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, whoa, great one. No white woman from North America has ever felt entitled before. This woman is a rarity. She feels entitled. See, when you start going through life, where's that book? Where is that fucking book? I did a couple of episodes of, what the hell is it even called? I haven't done one in so long. The little meditations thingies that I do. Fuck. I'm looking at my bookshelves. I'm trying to figure out where this would be. Because there it is. My bookshelves are actually fairly organized. I put all the books in certain places when I moved in. I haven't really touched them since. But they're fairly organized. I got like the evil shelf over there with all the really, really bad books on it, like The Coming Civil War and The Redneck Manifesto and Free Speech Isn't Free and Behind the Housing Crash and Uncle Nick. And I got the shelf over there with all the books about chicks like Game and Day Game and The Unchained Man. And Men Are Better Than Women, which is not satire, despite anything Dick Masterson says. And Women Can't... What is it? Women Can't Hear What Men Don't Say. And Why Men Earn More. And Who Stole Feminism. Then we got the philosophy shelf with all the philosophy books. We got the Plato. We got the Science and Ethics. We got the Logic. We got the Rhetoric. But you guys don't care about that. Then over here, we got the book shelf with books on it. That was brilliant. That was my brain cramping up for just a second. Right over there, we got all of the quote-unquote... And I hate the phrase self-help because it's stupid. Self-improvement, stupid. I don't know what you call these, but these are the books that help you just get your shit together. Like The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which I highly recommend. First Things First, which I recommend. Larry Wingate's books. Like, for example, You're Broke Because You Want to Be. And it's called Work for a Reason. And, of course, my favorite title of Larry Wingate's, People Are Idiots and I Can Prove It. And among those, we have this book right here, Beyond Success and Failure, by the Beechers. What are their fucking names? I forgot already. Willard and Margaret Beecher. Now, you see, in this book, they talk about going beyond success and failure. But they talk about how you are not entitled to things. They put these things very eloquently too, more eloquently than I'm going to put it. You know, one of the things they talk about is how people are afraid or fear or hate or whatever, have all these negative responses to rejection. If you have a problem with rejection, it's because you're expecting things from other people to begin with. And they're like, look, rejection is not a fucking problem. You need to get over rejection. Because if you're walking around feeling rejected by other people, what that says is that you had some kind of expectations that other people owe you things. And they don't. And this woman is right. She feels entitled. Well, sweetheart, you're not entitled. There's no way you're going to go from wherever, whatever this is, you're not going to have any success. In whatever your fucking problem is, you have already failed. You are predestined to be miserable and unhappy. Because the fact that you feel like you are entitled tells us that you have an expectation of some kind of specific response, action, approval, whatever it is, from other people. And as hard as this may be for you to believe, because you have a vagina, you don't control other people. I know it seems like you do, because as a woman, as a vagina owner, you've never been told no before. The entire society in which you find yourself here in North America bends themselves over backwards to fucking kiss your ass and to make sure you don't experience discomfort. And you have taken that as an entitlement to not experiencing discomfort. The Great One is going to have some very bad news for you as we go forth and read your whiny little letter of entitlement to this fucking dried up bitch who thinks that Donald Trump wants to have sex with her. Dear Eugene, I feel like I'm entitled to an explanation. Okay, nobody has to explain anything to you. No one owes you an explanation for anything. From a guy for his behavior. Well, you almost certainly do feel like you're entitled to an explanation from a guy about his behavior, but you're not. See, you right now are existing in this condition, which is known as being wrong. Now, I, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting 15 years, I'm right, I'm always right, I've always been right, I've never been wrong. I've never been wrong. So I have not experienced this firsthand, okay? But I know it when I see it. You, my dear, and as usual, I'm sure we're not going to find out how old she is. We're not going to find out how much she weighs, and she didn't send in a picture. You, my dear, are existing in a state known as being wrong. We were friends. No, you were not, because men and women cannot be friends. Had feelings for each other. So you had direct access to it. So you may have had feelings for him. Never acted on them and eventually lost touch. We've now reconnected. How do you fucking lose touch with cell phones and Facebook and Insta slut and fucking Snap slut and fucking Tinder and Grindr and Bumble? How do you obviously one of you didn't want to stay in contact with the other person, because I've never lost touch with anybody in the last 10 years that I didn't want to stay in touch with, unless they didn't want to stay in touch with me, which has happened plenty of times, and that's fine. I'm just saying, how do you not stay in touch with somebody, especially as a woman, considering you spend your entire day looking at your fucking cell phone? If he wanted to keep in touch with you, he'd have done it. You were rejected. That's what happened right there. We've now reconnected and picked up right where we left off. Calling, texting, hanging out. But the last time we got together, I found myself in his bed cuddling with him and we kissed. Oh my goodness. So risque. They kissed. Ever since, he hardly calls. Okay, just because a guy put his fucking mouth on your mouth, he's not obligated to you. He didn't marry you, sweetheart. Okay, he didn't sign up to be your fucking indentured servant. Just because he put his mouth on your mouth, he's not obligated to fucking call you every hour on the hour. For somebody I'm sure is so strong and independent, you certainly are needy. Ever since, he hardly calls, and when he does, it's when I'm busy. Yes, because he knows when you're busy. He knows when you've been sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows when you're bad or good. Well, hey, if it's so important to fucking talk to him, when he calls, Stop being busy. I mean, what are you doing? What are you, like a fucking HR broad? Are you working in a, for a fucking nonprofit or something? What? I'm sorry, sweetheart. What? Clue me in here. Clue me in. What exactly are you doing that you're so busy that you can't talk to this man whom doesn't call you often enough by your own fucking complaining? Well, he doesn't call me often enough. But when he does call me, I'm busy. Well, stop being... What can you possibly be doing? What can you possibly be doing? That's more important than talking to this man if this man is so goddamn important that you need explanations about his fucking behavior and you're going to take your time to write a fucking letter to E. Jean about it. Okay? Like, if I'm trying to bang some chick and I actually like the chick... You know, trying to bang, that's if I like the chick, I'm banging. If I like a girl and she calls me, I'm going to fucking talk to her. I will find a way to not be busy long enough to converse. Of course, then again, I'm a man. I'm capable of doing things women can't, such as, for example, acknowledging reality, such as, for example, not having expectations that other people are going to explain their behavior, such as, for example, being able to remove my head from my ass, such as, for example, being able to figure out that shoving a giant needle into the skull of an unborn baby, sucking its brains out, and then pulling the dead body out of someone's vagina is murder. See, I can do things women can't do because I'm smart. Also, because I'm not completely fucking selfish to the point that nothing in the world exists except myself, and I look at every other being on the planet Earth as someone who exists merely as a stepping stone for me to get more resources, and when they're not useful to me, I can go ahead and just pretend they don't exist. I feel, she's feeling again, I feel like I've lost my friend. I texted him, asked if everything is okay between us. His reply was, quote, yeah, we good, unquote. Okay, you're good. What more do you need to know? You asked him if things were okay between the two of you. He responded, yes. Great one. Are things good between the two of us? Yes. See, that's a what? That's all you... Yes, it's yes or no. Are things good between us? Yes. Okay, good. We're done. There's nothing else to talk about. See, and, but I want to, by feeling, no, sweetheart, he answered the fucking question. What are you fucking whining about? Is there any way that I can bring this up with him without coming off as crazy? No, there isn't. Because you're crazy. Because you have a mental problem. Because you need excessive, even for a woman, amounts of attention. You are an attention whore. My girls tell me to forget him and move on, but that is easier said than done. Don't I deserve an explanation? Okay, here's your answer, sweetheart. No, you do not deserve an explanation. Stop your fucking whining. He kissed you. He's not dating you. You're not fucking. You're not engaged. You're not married. He's a guy that you hang out with. You're not even putting out. Okay, if you were putting out, you might have a better case. You haven't even fucked him. You put your mouth on his one time. No, he doesn't owe you an explanation. Dear Eugene, does a woman need a career? Only if she wants to die alone with 17 cats. Depends, sweetheart. Do you want a man? Do you want a husband? Do you want a family? Then no, you need to not have a career. But if you're strong and independent and you want to work for a nonprofit or a HR gig or, you know, some kind of parasitical left-wing femistatus job, then yes, you need a career. Are you fat? Are you ugly? Are you old? Yes, you need a career because no man wants to take care of you. Dear Eugene, does a woman need a career? Last April, I met a man. Oh, this is fantastic. I'm 22. He's 65 and famous. She's 22. I don't even need to do all the commentary for my audience. Women like older men because they have money and power. Older men like younger women. Right? If you're a 65-year-old man who's got your shit, all these fucking 45-year-old harpies running around going, where are all the good men? Sweetie, the good men that are your age and 55 and 65 that you think should be dating you, if they're actually good men, they're all banging 22-year-olds. There are good men all over the place, over the age of 45. They're just not interested in you. You have hit the wall. Right? Fucking a 45-year-old woman is actually fucking a 35-year-old woman. Is like if you take a fucking toilet paper roller, you take the toilet paper off, you got the roller, right? You got that roller? Take that roller, stick your dick inside of it, and go, that's what fucking a fucking 35-year-old woman feels like. It's a dried up fucking cardboard ass pussy. And there's a couple of little fucking bone bits stuck in there from her abortions where the baby's fucking shattered skull, like a couple of little chips fell off of it and embedded in the side of her fucking birth canal. And so when you're fucking her, you might tear your dick open on one of those little pieces of bone that came out of some baby's skull. I'm 22, he's 65 and famous. He is the sweetest. Yes, I'm sure he's the sweetest. I'm sure his money is very sweet. He's the sweetest. Very giving, loving, eternally kind to every single soul. Hold on. I thought men were all rapists and pigs and warmongers and patriarchal and sexist and were oppressing women. We live in Los Angeles, I'm sorry, where he's a writer. Oh, he's a writer. he's a writer. Okay. Wait, is this Aaron Cleary? Oh, no, wait, sorry. Aaron Cleary's not 65. He just acts like it sometimes. Man, this is the Cleary podcast, and I'm going to come on and complain today because I was driving down the road and somebody else was on the road also. And I was so angry, and I said, God damn it, get off the road. It's pick on Cleary day. I'm just... Writing is his life. Not Cleary, the guy in this book. Playing golf is Clary's life. Okay, writing is his life. He hasn't taken a day off since before I was even born. Yes, because you see, that's because men who accomplish things in their life do actual work. Yes. If he's a real writer and he's written a bunch of books, yeah, that he writes every day. Because you see, he's accomplishing something. That's why he's 65 and he's banging a 22-year-old. See, women, if you want good things in life, you have to work for them. Now, I know that to a woman, the concept of work means laying on your back and spreading your legs. But see, that doesn't work for men. Men have to actually work. Men have to do something every day. And if you want to be 65 and banging a 22-year-old, yes, you have to write every day because you have to write some goddamn really good books. You have to sell a bunch of books to make a bunch of money to be able to get the interest of 22-year-old girls so that you can subsequently fuck the living shit out of them. See, women, on the other hand, having never had to work for sex in their entire fucking life, right? Because men have to work to get women to have sex with them. Women need merely exist. And there used to be a time when women had to work in order to get money from men. But now, thanks to welfare and fucking alimony payments and political correctness and just everything else, women now don't even have to work to get money redistributed from men who work to earn the money to the women. You women just show up and you do your fucking sob stories and you whine and you cry and you just get money just for existing. On our seventh date, he told me he loved me. All right, now I'm starting to smell some beta. And sent me on a month-long trip to Europe with my three closest girlfriends. Okay, that's either beta as fuck, or he has so much money that he can send you and your friends to Europe for a month to get you out of his hair so that he can either be productive or fuck another woman. Okay, I was on such a high from this new love, I ditched my friends. And I don't know, what does all this have to do with a career? I mean, we're not finished yet, but how do you get from does a woman need a career to I'm banging a 65-year-old famous guy who can afford to fly me and my three friends to Europe for a month? Sweetheart, if you're dating this guy and he actually loves you, no, you don't need a fucking career, you dumb broad. All you need to do is stay thin and good looking and you're set for life. You will never make enough money in the fucking private sector or a nonprofit to fly you and your three friends to Europe for a month. Okay? You have hit the fucking mother load. Why are you at my... The fact that you're asking these questions tells me that you're a dumb bitch. All right, I was on such a high from this new love and the marijuana, I ditched my friends and came home after 10 days to be with him. But I didn't see him for 3 weeks after my return. Well, yeah, but that's because he had other shit to do. Okay, I understand his work always comes first, but I see him barely once a month. Oh my God, dude! All right, see, there, yes! All right. Okay, he's doing it right. Yeah, sweet. Just come by on the fucking third Tuesday of every month. We'll fucking bang for hours, I'll buy you dinner, and then go away again for another 4 weeks.
Oh, yes!
Now, once again, I'll play 50-50 odds. He's got about four women that he sees about once a month. This guy might know exactly what the fuck he's doing. All right. I love him. Of course you do. I miss him. I don't want to leave him, and quite frankly, I can't. He's already supporting me while I'm not working. Sweetheart, men all over the United States are supporting about 80% of the female population while they're not working. All the women in HR, all the women in sociology, all the women in who are teachers, all the women who work for nonprofits, all the women who work for daycare. Yeah, no, we don't worry, sweetheart. You're all being supported by men. He's already supporting me while I'm not working, like 80% of the rest of the female population. I try not to complain. Right. Yeah. Here we go. A woman trying not to complain. That's about like a fish trying to breathe out of water. I would love to see a woman try not to complain. I try not to complain, and if I had to choose this or nothing, I'd stick with this. Maybe there's nothing I can do, or is there? What are you complaining about? He's paying your bills, you don't have to work. Once a month, you see the guy and have sex with him. Sweetheart, I would trade places. I would have sex with this guy once a month in exchange for him paying all of my bills. You're so dumb. Enjoy it. See, and this is women. Okay, this is women. They have to have drama. They have to have problems. What have I said about women over and over and over? Don't solve their problems because their problems are a part of their personality. If a woman doesn't have problems in her life, she will create them. Now, she didn't write and she said, I got a disease from him. She didn't write and say, he's cheating on me. She didn't write and say, I cheated on him. She didn't write and say, my parents are dead. She didn't write and say that my cat is having an existentialist crisis. Her problem is that all her bills are paid and she has to see this guy one time a month. Women can't be happy. It's impossible. Women cannot be happy. They are biologically, neurochemically incapable of happiness. I would literally Hitler. I would literally kill this woman, put on a fucking wig and a dress, and have sex with this guy one time a month to get what she has, and she is writing in complaining. But hey, we gotta let them vote. God forbid we don't let them vote. Dear E. Jean, I'm an atheist. Okay? So there's your first problem. Speaking as an atheist, once again, if you're an atheist, you have to start off with you're an atheist. You probably have some problems. I'm 25 years old, and I have a brilliant job in New York. Okay, there's no such thing as a brilliant job. Jobs all suck. That's why they're jobs. I'm deeply in love with a guy who comes from a conservative, anti-woman, ultra-religious family. So we know that's an insult. He comes from a conservative, anti-woman, ultra-religious family, and she's in love with it. Oh, wait, hold on. Is he a Muslim? That sounds Muslim. That sounds very Islamophobic. He checks off so many boxes for me. Yes, but has he checked off your box? And we're talking about marriage and kids. However, his parents want me to convert. We still haven't mentioned what religion this says, so now I'm definitely going for Islam because it was Christianity as an atheist. And remember, most people in the United States who claim to be atheist are not actually atheist. They are actually anti-Christian, right? You take your average fucking atheist and you show them a fucking Jew and they'll be down on their knees licking Jew ass. Right? You take the average atheist and you show them a Muslim and they will drop to their knees and lick Islamic ass. Right? They're not really atheist. They just hate Christianity. See, like that's my mother, for example. My mother claims to be an atheist, but no, she just hates Christians. Jews, she can't fucking suck enough Jew cock. Muslim, can't suck enough Muslim cock. It's just Christians that are the problem. So because this stupid Bent has said she's an atheist, but then she's not yet identified his anti-woman conservative religion as being a Christian, or of course, Mormon, it makes me wonder if he's a Muslim. But she's not going to say that because as a 25-year-old fucking millennial piece of shit, she doesn't want anyone to think she's Islamophobic because, of course, diversity is our strength. So anyhow, this conservative, anti-woman, ultra-religious guy checks off a lot of boxes for her, and they're talking about marriage and kids. However, his parents want me to convert. Even more important to them than my conversion is their future grandchildren. Yes, because they recognize that you're a woman and that you could leave, especially 25 years old. They know the marriage isn't going to last. They know that you're going to end up fucking Kevin in the sales department or something like that, and you're going to fucking divorce their son and take half of everything he has. No, they very intelligently, very smartly don't give a shit about you. They are more interested in the children, as they should be. Okay, you are disposable. You are going to remove yourself from the equation of marriage with their son the very moment it becomes financially or even emotionally beneficial for you to do that. The first morning you wake up and you're not happy being married to their son, you're going to fucking stab him in the back. You're going to go fuck another man. Then you're going to divorce him, take the kids away from him, take half of his money and shit on him. Of course they care more about the kids than they do you, you stupid fucking millennial cunt. Even more important to them than my conversion is their future grandchildren, whom they want to be brought up in the same fundamentalist female subservient tradition. Sounds a lot like Islam to me. I'm not saying Islam's wrong on this either. I used to. I once again, you know, the great one has never been wrong. The great one has just not always been as right as he is today. You know, there's a time when I looked at Islam, I'm like, oh my God, look at how they treat women. That's so terrible. And yeah, those days are gone. They really are. There's a, oh my God, I can't believe they stoned a woman to death for having sex with a man outside of marriage. You know, I was just aghast. Now I'm like, yeah, go Islam. Stone the bitch. You don't see their women running around fucking divorcing them and taking half of everything they've got and shitting on them and taking the kids? You don't see their civilization fucking collapsing? This is deeply concerning to me, or at least as deeply concerning as that can be to me, because I'm a woman and I'm very shallow and I can't really do any kind of thinking or anything like that. This is deeply concerning to me once I do have children of my own. Sweetie, they're not your children. They're not your property. They're other sentient humans. I mean, unless, of course, while they're in the womb, you decide to put a giant fucking vacuum cleaner up in there and suck them out. This is deeply concerning to me. Once I do have children of my own, I will not want to cede any kind of raising to anybody but myself and my husband. Oh, thanks for mentioning the husband in there. My parents have met my boyfriend, like him, and just want me to be happy. And that's why they told you to follow your dreams, and the money would follow, because they just wanted you to be happy. I'm now set to meet his parents next month, and it's already causing my boyfriend and me a ton of stress. If his parents are part of the package, I don't know if I can handle it. Do you have any advice? Well, Laurie, look. Now here, in all actuality, let's be serious. Well, I mean, not like I'm not serious. Let's be... because I'm serious about everything I've said about women in this podcast. In case any of you are wondering if this is satire, you know, like Dick Masterson says about his book, Men Are Better Than Women. No, it's satire. No, I've read the book and it's not satire. And if you need to call it satire in order to, you know, do your ego or whatever it is, Dick, that's fine. But I've read your book. It's not satire. This podcast, this is not satire. This is truth. So here, my dear, is the truth. If you want to have children, the first thing you have to do is give up your brilliant job, because you can't have a job and a husband and raise your own children. So step number one is give up the job or give up on the children. No, you can't have it all. I don't care what your fucking parents told you. I don't care what your professors told you. I don't care what Oprah told you. Secondly, okay, if you and this man love each other and you want to have kids, if he wants the kids to be raised in the evil, anti-woman, woman-suppressing, conservative religion that he was raised in, then you're going to have to be okay with that. If you're not, you need to go somewhere else. Now, if he doesn't want to raise the kids within the traditional religion that he was brought up in, it's up to him to tell his parents, look, that's not how it's going to happen. He has to stand up to his parents. And what I'm smelling here, I'm smelling beta male. Because he either has to, here's the thing, if he wants to marry you and have children with you, and some of you might be saying, well, great, well, shouldn't she be giving her advice? No, because she's a woman. She has no agency. There's no point in giving her advice, okay? The man is in control here, or at least he should be, and that's the problem. He's not in control. That's why she's asking for advice, because if he was in control, she wouldn't be not be needing advice, because he would be doing one of the two things I'm about to tell you about. So everybody calm the fuck down. He must either tell you, tell, not ask, not negotiate. He must either tell you that you are going to quit your job and you are going to make babies and you're not going to abort the babies and the children will be raised in his traditional religion. And that is the end of discussion. He has to either tell you those things or he has to tell, not ask, not negotiate, tell his parents that he is going to marry you and the children will not be raised. The children, if they don't get aborted, will not only not be raised in the traditional religion from which he hails from, but the children will not even be raised by the mother because the mother will continue going to her brilliant job and the children will be shoved off into daycare and run by strangers as soon as possible. Okay, but one way or the other, your future husband has to make that decision. Which way are you going? You're either going to adhere to the traditional religion, you're going to stay home and you're going to raise the children that you're not going to abort, or you're going to be a strong, independent woman, girl boss, fish bicycle career, and you're going to send your kids off to the fucking daycare, and you're going to divorce him after 7 years and take half of everything he has and never let him see the children and lie to them and tell them what a terrible person their father was and turn them against him and then raise one of them to be a school shooter. But it's your husband, your future husband, your boyfriend, your fiance, your future husband. He's the one who needs to be doing this. You don't need advice because you have no agency. You're an object. Your goal, your purpose here is to fucking spit out babies and spend resources, okay? That's it. That's all you're here for. So you need to go ahead and shut the fuck up and do what your boyfriend tells you to do. He needs to spank you. That's what needs to happen here. You need a good ass whipping. That would solve all your fucking problems.
What is beautiful in a woman?
What's beautiful in a woman, Clary? Clary, shouldn't you be playing golf or something?
Defined by men. Mm-hmm. It is straight men that determine what is attractive.
Actually, it's straight men that do pretty much everything. You know, electricity, roads, indoor plumbing, sanitation, waste management, construction.
Anything that having a good job means that they are quality.
She has a brilliant job, Roosh. It's not a good job. She has a brilliant job. In New York. Oh, she's in New York. She has a brilliant job.
Especially feminists. They're not about production. They're not about reality. They're not about progress. They are all about lying.
Getting abortions.
Getting on that lie for political
and then fucking men out of money. That's what they're all about. Ah, God, the first world problems of white women. Man, they've got it. They're so oppressed. They just got it so rough. Boy. This has been a brutal episode. I hope you guys are really feeling for these poor oppressed women like I am. I'm on the verge of tears right now.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.